Polynesian mythology, Hawaiki is a place believed to be the original home of the Polynesian peoples before they dispersed across the Pacific. In Rea Hawaiki, the first ever Pacific Island musical in Australia, identity and their heritage is the main theme for the characters, who are based on traditional gods across the Pacific region. Actress Juliana Sopawanga says the play highlights how easy it is for Pacific Island people in Australia to lose touch with their heritage.
Yeah, so I'm playing Hina, goddess of the moon. So she's like, well, her background is Hawaiian Tahitian. So there's eight of us all up. Four of us want to leave, four of us want to stay. And I'm one of the gods that wants to leave.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, nah, you know, these humans, they don't appreciate us anymore. But I'm quite, my animal is an owl. So I'm quite, you know, like wise, wisdom, like, you know, still at the same time. So I'm not as aggressive, fiery as my sisters. Growing up here in Melbourne, or even just anywhere other than the, you know, back home, our homeland, has been a lot of influence by, like, Western culture. A lot of people here, like, don't even know, even just the basic things. Like, they don't even know how to say the alphabet in Samoan. I know a lot of people are going to be sitting in the audience, people that grew up here in Melbourne, and think, I've never heard this. Why haven't I ever heard this? But it's so basic. And, you know, us older people, like, we grew up with it, and then somewhere along the line, it just faded out.
One of the youngest members of the cast is 10-year-old Luana Tofete. She says it's taken a lot of hard work to bring Rea Hawaiki together.
I'm playing Hina Nui Te Po, a goddess of death.
Are you a good guy or a bad guy?
A good guy, I would say myself.
And what is it that you do in the play?
So in the play, we argue about leaving the earth that we have created or staying and protecting it.
How often have you been practicing and rehearsing for the play?
A few weeks. It's a bit of hard work to do because there's you have to put lots of emotion to it.
In the play, the gods must decide if they want to stay where they are or try to return to Hawaiki. Tavai Fa'asavalu, who plays Tohiri Matea, explains.
Basically, I'm the god of wind. I am basically a Maori god. The story is about, you know, the other gods want to leave, but I want to stay, and you make use of why we came here and what our parents gave us, you know, to, the gifts, so we can spread to the people. I want to see Rea Hawaiki born again.
Do you do musicals like this very often?
I've done performing arts since since I was young. It's in my blood, I guess. Yeah, it's been exciting. Getting excited to get on stage and actually do it again. Yeah.
Sanhalisa Bea, who is playing an ancient Fijian god, would like to see more young people of Pacific Island heritage consider getting involved in theatre.
I play one of the gods, a real dangerous god in this play. My role is to be dominant. Yeah, so I'm more like a dominant god.
Without giving too much away, what is this play about?
It's based around our young generation, Pacific Islanders in Australia, where most of us have lost our identity and where we're from. So this place really sums it up.
Would you maybe encourage other Pacific Island people to, you know, look at getting involved in something like this, or look at getting involved in musicals?
Yeah, sure. I'm all about Pacific Island people. You know, I support them 110%. Us Pacific Islanders, we have a lot of talent, but it's always hidden, because we don't come out of our comfort zone. This show here, it's about a lot of Pacific Islander people that just going out there and just showing our talent. And we want to motivate other people too, you know, to come along, you know. It's, you know, this could be a stepping stone for young people to move if they want this career for them at the end of the day.